The Eugene YMCA recently received $15 million in state lottery-backed bonds from the Oregon legislature. The funds are designated to build a new facility. KLCC's Barbara Dellenbach spoke with YMCA CEO Brian Steffen about the funding and the hope it will be built soon.
The Y on Patterson Street has been there since 1955, but our Y has been in Eugene since 1887. It's one of Lane County's oldest nonprofits.
It looks like time and is time to have a new building. So I understand that's part of what's going on, is kind of a movement for a new building and the funding that's around that. Can we talk for a minute about where that stands and how that is and some new infusion of funds that you just received?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're excited to be working towards building a new YMCA. It's a $34 million project, and that includes all of the costs to get it constructed and built. And we did receive $15 million in funding from the state that we're extremely grateful for. That puts us several years closer to getting the new Y built.
And what is the timeline for that? We know there's a lot out there somewhere, not too far from where you are. What can the community expect in terms of seeing it actually happen?
Yeah, as soon as possible. The impact that it's going to have in the community is going to be transformative for thousands of more individuals in the community. We are still sorting through the timeline as we gather dollars and donations. And once we achieve 80% of the funds raised, we'll be more publicly announcing our goals. But our goals really are as soon as possible. We know the need is great.
And you don't want to speak to whether there's specific dates, or is there a date for like a balloon payment, I understood, maybe in the past or something, or any of those dates public or not at this point?
We're making payments to the 4J School District for the land, and we also have some dates associated with state funding that are a couple years out, but those dates are further out than even we want to work towards. So Danielle and I and our board and our volunteers, we're going to be focusing on working with major donors over the next 8 to 10 months and really hoping to then have communication on deadlines for the community.
And you referred to Danielle. Danielle is your fundraiser?
Yeah, she's our chief development officer and leading our development work at the Y.
So tell me about the Y. It isn't, I think when people think about the Y, perhaps they think about physical fitness and they think about going to work out in the gym or they going to go to swim or whatever. So the Y is not just about that. What is it about?
The Y is about helping individuals achieve their best self, whether that's a child who's struggling with self-confidence and learning challenges. It's individuals who have had a diagnosis with a devastating disease. It's individuals who are seeking to lose weight. We are focused on helping the community be healthy, not just physically healthy, but emotionally healthy and healthy with their confidence and their relationships in the community. So we are doing an array of programs in all of those areas on a daily basis, serving over 21,000 people every month.
And I know there's music classes and just other things that are going on there.
Yeah, every day our fitness studios and our pool, our tennis center, they're bursting at the seams. Our Y has been around for a long, long time, but each year that's going by, we're serving more and more individuals. And really that's what we see, is that the existing facility can't meet the community needs. And there's such a pent-up demand for our services that we've got to evolve to be where the community needs the Y to be for the next 50 to 60 years.
Anything else you'd like to add?
We're very grateful for the support and leadership of our local legislative members in helping achieve state funding. We're also very grateful for hundreds of donors and volunteers who have made the new YMCA a dream that we're excited to bring to the community in the coming years.
Thanks so much for coming in. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Eugene YMCA CEO Brian Steffen spoke with KLCC's Barbara Dellenbach.